Blog Talk Radio.
I gotta tell what I feel. I gotta talk about my life as I see.
Welcome. You just tuned into the Hour Show.
-10.
And it is the biggie. It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tapped dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, man, cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghost writing, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing to the score of my life, through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, like them bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this thriller. These plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo.
This is Journey Braves and you are now tuned in to the D Hour Show.
Welcome. AKA No Reason. Where you at? How you feeling this evening, Dimitri?
What's up, mommy? You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm feeling pretty all right. It was a nice day today. The birds chirping, people out walking and doing stuff. So, yeah, I'm feeling real good. What about you? How is it out there where you at?
Oh, man, it's Vegas. Baby, it's always love. You know how it go down out here. The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. I'm riding on two wheels 24/7. Can't get no better than that.
Yeah, that sounds like the life. Sounds like the life. How are you guys doing this evening out there that's listening and tuning in with us? Hopefully all is good, you know, and well for you and yours. This evening, we're good. We got some very interesting topics, some very interesting people that are going to be stopping by today. We got my guy Lewis Confliction and a group called Concepts. Okay, so that should be very, very interesting. Today we're going to talk about Master P's estranged wife, Lady Gaga and her vomiting act, and a man arrested from this year's SXSW Festival. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and we're going to play a few tracks, and we'll be right back with you. The first one up is J. Marie Future. Then we got some Maestro the Illest grinding all day. So sit back, relax, and we'll be right back with you.
Future.
come to you, best believe I don't get it. 24/7, every day, every day. No matter how I'm just watch, I'm on the way, make it funny all night, cause I'm watching all day.
I'm on quicker than focus. Keep me fly like a loki. I grind so hard, ferocious. Hard body, my life felt open. Sit top, I'm the coach. That big shot, show a rope. Money stretching, I'm flexing. Doing big like Texas. Get it all on my checklist. These rappers looking like breakfast. No haters, it's left exit. This drink got me feeling reckless. Poured up my cup full. I bare arms like a tank top. 1,000 degrees, I keep cool. So I catch a meal, I can't stop. Real nigga lands can't hang. I stand up and maintain. Shout out to all my niggas down. Hold your hand in that chain gang. Grease fire, I'm hot to death. Tough cleft, kill whatever's left. Clip, I'm dead, that's no breath. Hold on, let me catch my breath, cuz I'm about getting money. I might change the game. I see a different picture. Y'all just change the frame. Grinding day and night, I might not see the sun. Call me the bread collector, you can keep the crumbs.
It ain't gon' run to you, run to me, I don't get it. 24/7, every second, every minute. No matter how I look, just watch, I'm on the way. Make it funny all night, cause I'll be grinding all day.
For the living, chicken so fantastic. Every day is Thanksgiving, and I don't see no limit. I don't need no gimmick. All I need is some plans. OMG, I'm so defiant. Paper trail, I'm on that. This rock just got thrown back. One more, I'm turned up. Garnet straight, all burnt up. Niggas sell my day go. Spit that raw, no yay yo. So if you throw, don't cross us. We deal with life like Fabo. Shake that laughing taffy. Bring it back to daddy. To all yellow Lambo. I call him Bart and Maggie. You better call a cabbie. I just rolled a fatty. You only buy baloney. That's why your girl ain't happy. Bitch, I'm back again. Blueprints beneath the gram. Wanna play against me? Better watch some film. Do your research, cause we work. I even pay my ties. Holla back.
Sure. It ain't gon' come to you. Just believe I don't get it. 24/7, every second, every minute. No matter how I look, just watch, I'm on the way. Man, it's funny all night, cause I was grinding all day.
When my phone crashes, I be feeling special. I can't even front dog, I was born to keep it real. I say, baby, if you love me, please keep my drink on chill. Chill, I got this. Guess who in the cockpit? Guess who stay on flashing? You just wiped my side check. Rubber bands in my pocket. Still somewhere traffic. Left my watch at home, I ain't got time for that nonsense. I make time for that money. Nigga, I ain't no dummy. My mama raised the star. Throw tips on every car. Couldn't see me anyway. Kill shit like every day. My future so bright, even when the sky turns gray, I'm next on the beat. Maestro just talking to him. They want it damn real, damn, I just brought it to him. Believe it, I'm on point. These haters can't take it. You front, I draw the line. No trace.
It ain't gon' come to you, best believe I gon' get it. 24/7, every second, every minute. No matter how I look, just watch, I'm on the way. Man, it's funny all night, cause I was grinding all day.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like,
"Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's at 58 years old. 8 years into the disease was when all the light went out.
For me, it was heart-wrenching.
Looking into the eyes of somebody with Alzheimer's sometimes, you just don't see the person's soul is like gone.
And it takes a toll on everyone. I mean, it's a depressing disease to watch unfold before your eyes.
She actually thought those of us who were caring for her and who loved her most were her worst enemies.
More and more responsibilities fell on my shoulders.
This disease just ravages a family.
It changes your life.
The magnitude of it is indescribable. My mother taught me to be in the moment.
We have to live in the moment with them.
And I'm going to be with that person right now in this moment, wherever she is.
Now is the moment. If we work together, we can stop this epidemic.
Contact Bright Focus and learn more.
Yes, we are back. We are back. This The Hour Network, Indie of Saturday. I'm your girl, Ray Cole, with my host, Mitri D., in the building, a.k.a. No Reasons, holding it down, doing our thing. I also just want to put out there, if you are an up-and-coming artist and you want to be featured on the show, email your bio, music in MP3 format, and pictures to thedhourshow@gmail.com, and we can see about getting you on the show. Yes, so topics, okay. So this is the topic that we're about to discuss. So Master P's wife, okay, says that her husband is worth, or her ex-husband, so to speak, is worth millions, but she has to receive welfare. I don't know how true that is or if that's just some type of saying, but I'm going to read this article courtesy of TMZ. It says, Master P's estranged wife claims he's worth $200 million, yet she says he's left her and their four minor kids so destitute that she needs welfare. Sonya Miller says she's indignant because she helped Master P create one of the most successful labels in hip-hop, No Limit Records, yet he has cut her off like a bad habit. Sonya says things have become so desperate she had to move in with her adult son, Little Romeo. Master P hasn't even responded to her divorce petition. The judge fined him a $10K for ignoring the case, but he doesn't seem to care. Sonya explains in her docs, she hooked up with Master P when he didn't have a pot to pee in. Uh-oh, my grandma said that. You ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. But we didn't have a pot to pee in back in 89. They started the label together, and when it exploded, they built an empire which included clothing manufacturing, sports management, toy manufacturing, and a film and TV production. Oh, yeah, they also created an adult erotic phone chat line. She may be working the phone line in Master P. I ain't going to read that. Anyways,
read that.
It says she may be working the phone line if Master P doesn't ante up. So that's they saying that's how bad it is for. Well, what's your thoughts on this? And I mean, my thing, I mean, just pretty much hearing the story, what do you think?
Okay. Me, myself, and I, I'm sorry. Women and gentlemen. No reason rules about... I said women and gentlemen. No reasons rules. If you're in a relationship, they got money, and you got access to the money, I advise you to put up a nest egg.
I know that's right.
While you out balling out of control with this man or woman, put a couple of dollars aside for yourself just in case the shit goes south.
You sure right.
don't put the shit in your name. Hey, if your mom's still alive, put it in your mama's name.
Because, I just don't tell the person you got it.
Because you gotta explode. They when they run you, when you separating, they gonna check everything. They gonna look for you to have another account. Oh yeah, that mug got another account.
Get some saving bonds. You know what I'm saying? Buy some gold. It's more than one way to get your share of the other money.
when you do savings bonds, you got to let them mature.
That's true, but I mean, but you still winning. You get what I'm saying? You might not have the money right away, but at least you ain't going to be.
Hey, look what she needed right now. See, you know, she living with Romeo, you know? And I can't see him living in a big old mansion, you know what I mean?
I can see him living in a mansion, but you could tell Master P took care of him. Like, if he don't do nothing for the other four, like the article tried to say, you know, left the other four kids destitute, but you could tell he always did for Romeo. I mean, he pretty much made him, you know what I'm saying, made his rap career and put him on as an artist. And, you know, I don't know if you ever watched Cribs. They on the Cribs show. He had, like, a little mansion out in the backyard. Like, they built him a whole nother house. Or whatever, right. Like as a playhouse. So, yeah, I think that apparently he's doing better than her.
He's probably still staying on the mansion in that damn house that he's on Crib. He's probably still back there. So moms are staying back there. She's staying back there in the house with him on that situation.
Wait a minute. He's staying in the playhouse. He done got kicked out the real house. He back there in the playhouse. Ain't even no water, nothing. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, this situation, this is my thing. I totally agree with you because I just don't understand. Well, I'm not going to speak too harsh on the situation because, you know, sometimes you'll be saying you don't understand somebody's situation and you don't get how they can do this, do that, and the next thing you know, your ass in that same situation. So, I mean, I definitely, though, I agree with you about, you should have been putting you some money off to the side for yourself. Like, once you started, unless he just completely bamboozled you, but most times people know when some shit about to be over with. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know when it's like, well, I think we didn't, you know, got as far as we gonna get in this life together. You know what I'm saying? You should have put you some money, like you said, either give it to your mama. Like I said, buy you some gold, buy some bonds, you know, get you an alias. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
My bad. I know how she feels because, you know, back in the day, you know, me and the first wife, y'all, we was getting it in. You know, we was on some cankaholic type shit. And I wish I'd have saved some money for rainy days, boy, when it was time to call it quits. Where she ended up with everything. See?
And it's scary, though. That's like a scary thing. Go ahead, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she ended up with everything. That's why I learned my lesson.
Hell,
I got 12 accounts now. trying to find my money now.
But you ain't going to get me, player. But
no,
I mean,
I got five kids. I got five kids. Each account is in one of their names.
Well, you just hold on yourself. You weren't supposed to let the world know that you're supposed to keep that on the hush hush.
They can know because when they go after, they gotta know how to go after me. See, I ain't gonna tell you how I did it, but you know, they gonna have to track my money down. I'm on.
Well, I definitely feel you, but I feel like this. Now, granted, if you get with somebody and they already set up and established or whatever the case, and you've been with her for quite some time, I mean, I think you should get something because truthfully, you know what I'm saying, your lifestyle has changed. Like, I mean, if you was wearing this before and now you wearing this and you used to doing this, like, I mean, I think you should be accommodated somewhat for your lifestyle. However, if you marry somebody, y'all only been married for a few years, you really shouldn't get that much. You know what I'm saying? Like that'd be for real.
See, now, okay, just say, like, okay, you and your fiance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all started from the bottom together.
He's there
with you while you doing this grind to this, you know, to this world of fame and this music that you're trying to do. He's with you. He's been there pushing, you know, pushing the envelope. Girl, get out there and get him. You know, he's been your backbone.
Right.
Now, I feel that she should get some money because she was there when... When you saw P, you saw her. She put in work in this industry
just like him.
To help him. So yeah, you should honestly take care of her. Even if you know she shouldn't have to really.
Well, not even have to take care of her. You need to give her what's due to her because she helped you build your empire. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing if I'm standing over there where everybody's shuffling bricks and dirt and you know, to get the foundation going, and I'm not doing nothing. But if I'm out there with you, getting my elbows scraped up, you know what I'm saying, coming home dirty and musty, putting in the work to get what I believe that we are going to have together, most of them, the hands, no, with no doubt, like even if me and my guys, you say we didn't work out or whatever, and, you know, and we accumulated a fortune together, he still desires to get something, because the thing is, if somebody's helping you do that, without that person's assistance, you wouldn't have made it to where you are. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, it's like if you fall out with a person, it just sounds like maybe the way they fell out and he pissed off about it. You get what I'm saying? Like sometimes people fall out and they be mad in their feelings and they don't want to give you anything because they in their feelings. You know what I'm saying? So granted, I mean, who knows how they fell out? You know, maybe she said something, but I mean, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. But, you know, maybe she hurt their pride, hurt their ego, or maybe she left him for another man. Who knows? And he mad and like, no, he did
nothing. In order for a man to be upset like that, it got to be another nigga. It got to be another nigga.
For you to burn out of your kids, too?
Because, you know, it got to be another nigga. Because, you know, if you're going to, you know, that's when we catch a feeling, yo. Here I am. I'm lacing you up. I done made you. And we know you doing all this. We done built all this, and you let another piece of ding-ding come in between the money. You ain't getting the dime. Kids,
but see, you can't
good.
Do that though. You can't do it because you mad. You know what I'm saying? You can't because you mad. You gonna hold up the money. Right. Nigga, give me my money.
Remember you said that now. Remember you. We gonna have this conversation. I pray to God nothing ever happens. But if something happened, if it happens and your man side messed around, trust me, feeling's gonna be hurt, baby girl, and you're gonna be like, ah, that nigga.
Yeah. My thing is this, I'm not saying that if she did do something like that he doesn't have the right to be hurt. You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he most definitely got the right to be pissed off. But what it's sounding like is that if you are going to be in some type of business dealings with your significant other, I mean, granted, when you get married, they say y'all are one, so I don't know of any contract, unless it's a prenup, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be binding for real. So, I mean, just have all your ducks in order when you going into business with your significant other. Yeah, you my person, but if that happens, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you got to have that stuff lined up because look at it. Like, I mean, she's saying she did all this stuff with him. I mean, granted, back in 1989, you can't predict what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? You can't see the future. But the thing is, you know, if she, like I said, right now, that's what she's claiming. For all we know, she could be, you know, just blowing smoke. We don't know. But if she did help that man, regardless if you're in your feelings or not, if you can't handle that situation, you need to call your accountant or whoever your team is, and let them know what's going on, and y'all come up with some, and give her some money, and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel. It ain't my situation. I definitely understand where you coming from. Like, cheating and being cheated on, that ain't no joke. You know what I'm saying? That's like an act of betrayal. So, I mean, I could definitely understand why, you know, he would be in his feelings about it. But the thing is, when it get down to it, you know what I'm saying? Get out your feelings. It's still the business side that needs to be handled. So this woman can take care of her kids and do whatever she needs to do, because should y'all have been together 89, well, my little brother was born 89, even to be 25 years or whatever, y'all done divorced or whatever, that's a long ass time. So I don't know. I definitely feel you, though. I mean, you know, it is what it is at this point.
I got you. But I would say California lawyers. Yeah, say now. This is the no reason rule for prenup. This is how you do a prenup when you can't afford a lawyer to write the prenup. You write down, you get a piece of paper. So what you got, right? This is what we said. He came into this with this amount. This is what's my net worth. This is your net worth. This is my net worth. What we build together. You either, that's party of the first party buys out party of the second party. So if you want something, buy me out. So if we spend $800 on the TV, you put up four and I put up four, give me $300, buy me out. We good.
Wow, you say if you want this, you got. I see what you're saying. You pay your half, I pay my half. Right. And if you want it, you got to give me the rest of my money for it.
We take this letter, we get it notarized on such and such day. This is the poor man's prenup. The boy no reason to argue. You can't afford a lawyer. Do the poor man prenup.
Your Lord have mercy.
So when you go to court, be like, Your Honor, we got notarized paper saying that she's going to buy me out when we go our separate ways. Hey, well, she want to keep, she want the dog. We paid $3,000 for the dog.
Yeah, I need $1,500. My $1,500. What's going to say? Look, okay. That's crazy. Look, wait a minute. All I'm visualizing is somebody going into the courtroom with like a loose leaf piece of paper, a little notebook paper, with like on one side it say my shit, and on the other side it say your shit, with a notary stamp on it. I don't know why. That's just hilarious to me. But I definitely feel you though.
Hey,
what you say?
Y'all can email me at Dmitri D on the D-Hour Show at gmail.com. I got the hookup on the notary. Real talk. We had no
hell no.
And you.
Well, there you go. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. If you need a prenup, holler at Dmitri, because he got the Ghetto Productions prenup.
It's a poor man's prenup. Your boy No Reason told you. The
Ghetto
prenup.
Well, hey, I mean, I ain't trying to be funny. It's better than nothing, shit. I mean, for real, these dudes out here banging these. Go ahead.
You know how much they charging to do prenups? Man, they getting caked up, man. They get good money for doing prenups.
That's
what
I bet it is.
That's why
they're real expensive.
You ain't got to worry about none. Notary, $5.
Well, but boom, not only that, if you like my library up here, they do they notarize stuff for free. So, I mean,
see?
Depending on where you at, you know, you might be able to get it done for nothing.
They could be like, what's the poor man prenup? Don't even worry about it. Just go ahead and notarize saying that you saw us do it on this day.
Right. Are we signing this paper in agreement, okay, on this day that if this shit happened this way, this is how it's supposed to happen, or whatever the case may be. But you definitely need some. It seems like that, I mean, in order to protect yourself, because, I mean, but granted, that's, man, prenups, you know, it's a gift and a curse, because, yeah, I understand it. But, man, that'd be shitty somebody come and say, hey, you know, I love you, but I need you to put your name on this saying that if some shit ever happened, that this is going to happen this way. But it's like, whoa, but I thought you said you loved me. But on the same token, like, I mean, just looking at it from the business side, you can't really help but respect somebody for trying to protect, you know what I'm saying, what they work for, you know, or what they've earned.
It shouldn't have been like that, though. You know, it should never be like that. You know, if you don't put in years, you don't put these years in with this person. Yeah,
it's,
you know,
nothing.
You deserve something. But now we talking two and 3 years? No, a year?
No.
I'm already establishing you just came in the door? Nah, girl.
No.
You are.
I
hey,
think
like
you at least make it to 5 years.
Yo, we're going to hit him with the orange juice. Yo, I saw you. You gonna walk out here with the same shit you came on and ran down Pumas?
Oh Lord! Wait a minute, sending you right back out. You came in here with Walmart on, player. That's what you leaving in, okay? You put down that little bag. I ain't buy that for you. All right, I ain't buy that for you to walk up out of here with it.
You had on them face skin leather pants, them face that snake skin pants. You know, you gonna walk out the door with them joints on.
Well, my thing is this. Like, I mean, I think, okay, my thing is this. Some people understand the concept of gold digging better than others. Like, some people know that they are gold digging. They'll stay with a person. They'll have a baby. They'll be with that person for years, knowing the only reason they're there is because they got money. But they play that shit out, and they play it right. Not saying his wife is a gold digger by any means. You know what I'm saying? Because you sound like she was a down-ass type of girl. But,
I'm telling you.
But that's what it sounds like.
She was there. When you saw him, she was there. When she was fat in the front, she was there. You can look back in the days and you see she was there. She, you know, she might not have been standing on stage, but she was there, you know.
She was there. She supported him. She, Master P, get that woman her money. Get out your feelings, nigga. Pay her up. She got four of your kids. So give her cut. What you say?
Especially because of the kids. You got to give her the money because of the kids.
She shouldn't be living with her elder son. She shouldn't be living over there with little Romeo.
Hey, I advise them to give because if she get a good lawyer, she get she catch one of these female lawyers that's mad right now, boy. Oh, girl, he wants to you. What?
They gonna do him in, but she gonna be living in your house.
You gonna be staying with Romeo to my damn son. What the hell?
Right. You gonna be looking your face and tell the son that way. Be right over there with little Romeo looking crusty and crazy. But I'm going to go ahead and end this because it's getting closer to the time we're going to get our first interview. So I'm going to go ahead and play a few tracks, and hopefully when we come back, we'll be getting it in with our first interview for tonight. All right, everybody, sit back, relax, and here we go. Calling my phone. Oh. No, I'm just joking. And we are back. We are on the D Hour Network, Indie Up Saturday. I am your host, Ray Cole, and my co-host, Mitri D. We're holding down, getting ready to do something a little bit fun at the moment. We're going to go ahead and get our first interview going. So, Louis Confliction isn't an entertainer. He is entertainment. Where the ravaging 16 bars, serenading love interests, are igniting our innermost passions with poetry, you are bound to request Louis Confliction's presence inside of your hearts, your minds, and your homes, okay? Well, St. Louis, Missouri was his first stage. Being born and raised under the arch, Louis was influenced by the dark beauty of St. Louis. Louis has decided to use his talents to create a movement around self-love, self-worth, self-respect, and self-awareness to beats and empowering words. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want us to give a warm D Hour Show welcome to Louis Confliction. Let's give it up for him. How are you doing
Hello.
This evening?
I am Hello. Doing magnificent. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm wonderful. Thank you for being able to call in this evening and speak with us and get a few questions and all that good stuff answered. So we're going to go ahead and dive right on in. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am an artist born and raised in St. Louis, spoken word artist, MC, singer, songwriter, host, entertainer. Basically, I just like to entertain anything I can do to help my family, which is pretty much all people, feel better is what I like to do.
Okay. Like your bio said, you are entertainment, honey. Okay. So what does your name mean or represent?
Well, my first name is Louis, so that's the name that was given to me by my mother. Confliction, I don't know, confliction is just a word that's been with me for a very long time. When I was younger, I had an assignment where the teacher asked us to explain ourselves in one word. And there was a lot of different words that the children used to explain themselves. This was in fourth grade, by the way. You know, smart, intelligent, happy, fast. My word was conflicted because it was a word that I had recently found out. But literally, I didn't want to do the assignment, but I had to do it. So that was the word I chose to write down. My teacher didn't really care for that word too much, and she wanted me to choose a different word. I didn't want to choose a different word, so my mother was called, and there was a big to-do. But when it was all said and done, I still got my proper grade, and I didn't change my word because I did do the assignment. It didn't matter what word I used, what the point was, if I did the assignment or not. So I did do the assignment. I did get my work. But just in general, I feel like we all just have to deal with confliction daily, whether it be our own personal conscience, the battle of will, whether it be the rights and wrongs of society or anything else. There's just always an ebb and flow, and it's either balance or confliction.
Okay. Well, that's a deep reason. Okay, yeah, go roots back all the way to the fourth grade. That's cool. Okay, so what projects are you currently working on?
Right now I'm working on a mixtape called Con Science. And basically, that's just going to be hip-hop and R&B albums, just discussing some social issues, some ideas I have that I'm going to express some frustration, express some wants, talk about some peace, some love. Yeah, so I'm working on that right now, hoping to have that out by the end of next month. But, you know, I'm a stickler. I kind of want it to be perfect, so I'm not going to actually put a date, a concrete date on it. Yeah, I prefer to have it 100% right before I go running my mouth saying that I can have some perform that I couldn't. And outside of that, working on a new poetry album, just doing a whole lot. I actually have like over 100 new songs recorded that I don't really know what to do with. I'm just constantly working, trying to get better. I was recently sponsored by a nonprofit organization called Poetry for Personal Power. Basically where I advocate your personal power, foundation of self, pretty much any issue that you need to overcome in life, you can do it by addressing the issue and working through it, talking about things that have ailed you and getting over those issues. So I've just been really trying to, you know, promote that personal power, foundation of self. And, you know, I think a lot of issues in society can be controlled if we do really take our own personal power into consideration.
Nice.
I definitely agree with you. I definitely agree with you there. Michi's so crazy. but no, it really is nice. That's excellent, actually. Yeah. Okay, so let me.
How you doing, Dimitri? You doing all right?
What's going on, fam? Yeah, I'm G. Y'all, you know, Ray, get in. I just sit here and post up. Wait for my
I understand. We know who the star is. It's all good.
Ray should give me the alley-oop, I go in. So, you know, I'm the pimpin' of the team. So, you know how we go.
Right. You know, they couldn't have made it without him, though.
Yeah, you're right. Scotty. Boom. Okay, I'm just teasing. But what are some of the obstacles that you have had to face as an up-and-coming artist?
I think the obstacles that I've had to face as an artist is what most obstacles that people have to face as human beings. We're very divided, and through the division of people, we suffer from it. So a lot of issues I've been having is, you know, lack of support, you know, getting people to come out and reaching out to people. You know, we're kind of shut off, sometimes a little insecure, so we don't know how to even deal with people reaching out to us outside of that. But I feel like that's an issue that society has in general. We don't communicate with each other. We don't reach out, and we don't talk. Therefore, it makes it harder to do anything, whether it be promoting your business or just promoting yourself in a friendship, you know.
Right.
Outside of that, I feel in the poetry realm, it's been kind of hard sometimes dealing with professionalism, you know, because poetry is kind of like on the D-list and to some people's idea of creativity. You know, we really don't get the big tickets and the big names. So with that being said, you'll have some artists or some promoters in different cities that feel like they can treat poets in ways that aren't really proper. So personally,
right.
I feel like just dealing with the professionalism in the industry has been an issue. But outside of that, I really haven't faced too many obstacles. Most of the things that I've done, I've pretty much moved forward, and everything pretty much comes out the way that it needs to. You just keep pressing forward, and there's really nothing. There's nothing that can stop you.
Okay. That's a very positive attitude to have, because with life there is going to be a lot of obstacles. And like you said, some people just won't even like you just because of the way you look, the way you talk. Like, it doesn't have to be anything deep, you know, it could be just something basic. So that's a very good attitude to have about it.
Yeah, we take obstacles as hindrances instead of as learning experiences. You can never grow in certain ways unless you deal with certain problems, unless you go through certain things. And ultimately, through tribulation is how you gain wisdom. So, you know, sometimes you got to go through things so you can get through it, learn it. And then sometimes you don't go through things for you. You go through things for you that you have to go through to tell somebody else and to help somebody else with the situation years down the line. So if you're always thinking everything is more you take everything as more powerful than yourself, you know, you always think that everything outside is happening to you instead of understanding that you are wielding the world around you, then your perception of what's happening is messed up, you know. And it makes it harder to be positive, and it makes it harder to do anything, especially if you are mentally placing an obstacle before you that's truly not an obstacle. How many times do we overcome something and look back like, dang, I can't believe I did that. Like, I really made it through that. That was a hard situation.
Right.
You didn't know that at the time, though. Because your mind wasn't on that obstacle. You was pushing forward, pushing past. So as long as you believe in yourself, literally there is nothing that can stop you. Literally, the only thing that can stop you is you. And once you understand that, then life gets fun.
Oh, yeah.
Boom, as Ray would say.
Boom, I know, right? Because we are definitely our biggest critics, and we will hold ourselves back. So I should hit that little board and applause thing. Here we go, giving applause for that.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right, Meech, did you have any questions?
Hey, my man dropped so much knowledge, I don't even need to say nothing. They got the education that they needed, so we good.
So we good.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. All you need to do is put some music behind what you're saying right now. That could be an album, okay?
It could be an introduction. I feel it could be, you know, put some music behind and start it off just saying that, you know, I should do it. I believe it's some things that you want to say that it seems like unless you put music behind it, they're not going
to
listen. So I'll make a song called Believe in Yourself, right? We're going
to
make a song called Believe in Yourself, right? And we're just going to say Believe in Yourself. Over and over, we just don't have a conversation. That's gonna be the whole song. Like, I'm gonna have you sing the hook, you know, sing Believe in Yourself over and over, and then each verse is just gonna be us talking about believing in yourself. We don't call it a spoken word song.
Okay, sounds like a deal. So, I mean, just let me know. But, yeah, I definitely think that could be something because me personally, like, I like, you know, I like the music, but I'm a big lyricist, so I love words. I love wordplay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
I like
yeah.
stuff that makes sense. You know, so that was definitely something that people could use in their life. You know what I'm saying? Those type of type of word and wordings. But yeah, okay. I got a few more questions for you, and
no
then
problem.
We're gonna.
I ain't got nothing to do. My feet are kicked up. I'm having a good time right now.
Okay, sweet boogie fist. We got boogie fist.
Oh, boogie.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, what is your ultimate goal as an artist?
My ultimate goal as an artist, to express myself freely. Well, my personal goal as an artist is the same as my same personal goal as a human or as an individual, and it's just to be able to express myself freely. I think that we are so divided, like every day in every type of way, that we think we're so different from everyone else when we're actually all exactly the same. The thing that kills me, Ray, is that in this society, like really. We have so many issues with being different, but the only thing that you're guaranteed when you're born outside of death is that you're different. So why is it really that we have so many problems with being different? We should be trying to identify those differences to celebrate and to create connections instead of lines of division.
Right. I think what it is, a lot of people are afraid of what they don't know. Or you know what I'm saying? Or so many people are – some people are so quick to conform – so, you know, what other people are doing. Or some people just aren't individuals. Like, that's what I'm starting to notice.
And that's the thing. Yep, you are correct. But that's where personal power comes into play, you know. You're not going to be a follower. And if you know your personal power, then there's nothing to be afraid of because fear isn't real. Fear, worry, all of those things, those are negative impulses that really aren't real. You can't hand me blame right now. Like, if I ask you, Ray, to hand me some blame, you couldn't do it. So it's not tangible. You know, that's something that we make our brain feel a certain way for no reason. Like, literally, blame, I want to make you feel a certain way because I felt a certain way because I chose to be offended by something that you did.
Right.
So, therefore, I want to blame you. Therefore, I can make you responsible for the consequences of the outcome. I want to blame you to take away my accountability, even though I'm the one that chose to take offense. Like, if I didn't choose to take offense, I wouldn't have anyone to blame.
Right. You're right. I mean, a lot of people try to push it off on somebody else because it's easier to blame somebody else or to put your stuff off on someone else and to accept your own responsibility or the part that you played in the foolishness. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever the case may have been.
So my question be lying like, Dimitri?
Oh, I'm going to just mess with y'all because y'all getting real deep. So I got to do my thing. Hey, no. We could do the Key and Ivory Rain message. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I say speak on it. But, no, like, I mean, I don't know. The human mind and just human beings, like, I mean, we're something else once we tap into our full potentials. Because, I mean, like, sometimes you'll watch stuff and it's like, I can't believe this person can do this. But, you know, like you said, it's about knowing yourself. About knowing, being okay with being yourself and being different and being able to move forward in life, you know. So, I mean, you're absolutely right.
It's like, how many times have you done something, like, amazing that you didn't know you could do? Like, you shock yourself regularly and find different ways to believe in yourself. And, like, we always have that stigma, you know, of people fear what they don't understand. But that's not really necessarily the case either. You know, when you're a child, every day is a new day of understanding. You still don't understand everything, and you're not afraid of everything you don't understand. It's what we literally choose to be afraid of. And if you understand your own power, there's literally nothing ever to be afraid of because you understand that nothing can affect you in the way that you don't want it to affect you. So there's, like, really, there's no reference for that either. I don't know. I'm just about to love. That's what we need to get up on that. I'm going to make a revolution. Fear is love-illusion. You know, we revolve in a love. A revolution is revolving, you know, so a love-illusion, we revolving around love. That's what I'm talking about. I want the central idea of the whole world to be love. Because if it ain't about that love, it ain't about nothing for real.
I like that. It's like a little 70-ish
individuals out here that don't want to admit that.
Yeah.
You have too many individuals out here that don't want to admit that, that literally thirst for love, need love, and still won't identify with the fact that if it's not about that, it really doesn't matter.
You're right.
You can be with a person that has $1 million or a person that has a dollar, depending on how much you love them, that how much that money going to be worth, you know?
Yeah. You are right. Love, I mean, like I said, like within the 70s, like that was all they talked about was like love and sunshine. Well, not all they talked about, but that was a big part of, you know, like the 70s culture.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Bob Marley,
definitely.
He promoted love. So, I mean, love is definitely is universal. It's something everybody can relate to. And like you said, it's something that's needed because without love, life is almost not worth living. You know what I'm saying? So
it just puts you in a place that's so vibrationally low that it makes it hard to grow. It literally deprives you of growth. So, you know,
you're right.
I mean, it's a divine connector. You know, if everything is to divide you, then love is to connect you. And I think we need to get back into that connection. Because ultimately, unity is key, and every person has, you can see yourself in every person if you look for them, if you look for yourself. We are all the same. We are all just beings that were brought here. Nobody asked to be born. Nobody asked to be the race, gender, size, or creed that they were. So we need to just identify with accepting people for exactly who and how they are.
True.
Yes, sir. All right, Reverend Lewis.
don't do me like that.
You better preach.
Stop it.
Ain't nothing. It's, hey, look, it's nothing wrong with it because if you think about it, poets, musicians, anybody that's delivering some type of message,
in my opinion,
it's somewhat of a preaching. I like a, you know, like in the church.
Yeah, I understand. I was just joking around with you. I don't have a problem with it. I hear that all the time. I got a big mouth, and I ain't afraid. I don't like to bite my tongue, and I can talk a whole lot. So usually somebody calling me something.
Well, at least you ain't talking about nothing crazy, because some people be talking a whole lot of, excuse my friend, shit, and be saying, like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know. It depends. It depends on, you know, you gotta. One of the fun things about being a poet is that you learn what to divulge to your audience and what not, you know, how deep to dive in and how far to go or which times to dive deep or not. You know, I'm pretty sure I could probably say some things right now that would have people thinking I was a little loopy. However, you know, it would just be about, like, anybody that would think that I was loopy, there would have to be something that they didn't want to see, you know. So, like, any time that you form an opinion where you want to shut somebody out of existence, that's something that you personally don't want to see. So me, I just want my opinion to be thought. So I don't have it, whether it isn't thought out or not, it doesn't matter because the only thing I care about is what I want, not what I don't want.
Right. I mean, that's, and like you said, that's overall how most people's opinions are. So you're absolutely right. Absolutely. But we're going to move on to the next question. This was kind of a fun question. If you could collaborate with any artist, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Damn, only one? I mean, I feel you,
but, like, who was at the top of your list? Like, if you had to pick out this group of people, this person would be it.
I think anybody born, like, the last 40 years would say Michael Jackson. I mean, if they knew anything, like, I don't know. I personally don't know anybody that I would want to collaborate with more than Michael Jackson on the entertainer, but it's just so hard. See, because I am a poet, and are we talking about an R&B artist, a pop artist, a hip hop artist? We just talking about overall. I wouldn't want to rap with Michael, but you know, he'd be fun to sing and dance with, like to collab. Like, I don't know.
Michael could
collaborations go. Well, I'm sure he did. Michael Jackson. Well, I saw a meme that said that Michael Jackson invented the word thought from the song You Remember the Time.
You know,
the song where he'd be like, thought.
Yeah, you better cut it out.
Thought. Yeah, I saw that.
You know what, though? That's hilarious. That's crazy. But I can believe it now. Michael Jackson, you said, I just thought about something. You said you wouldn't want to rap with Mike. Has Michael ever worked with the rapper?
Yeah.
Heavy D. Yeah, he's had a few of them.
Heavy D, he worked with who else?
Like, did a song with him?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You don't remember
Macaulay Culkin was sitting there high fire? Everybody be popping their booty at the club. Oh Lord, y'all done went over there and started the remix. started the song.
That's right.
They're gonna make the next
Nae Nae song.
They got that Michael Jackson show out here.
Lil Jon gonna come out on stage.
Yeah, Michael.
Give me a beat.
That's crazy. Well, I mean, I think that would be a good collaboration for any rapper right now to do something to Michael Jackson. Like, if you could turn out like a Michael Jackson type of track and maybe doing some stuff, that'd be almost revolutionary, like, for real. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. But I'm going to go ahead and get to the next question. Okay. How do you balance your personal life and your art?
What do you mean exactly?
Pretty much like, personal life, like, it doesn't have to necessarily mean just the stuff outside of music, outside of poetry. Like, how do you make time for Lewis? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you do when it's Lewis's time versus when you're Lewis Confliction? You know what I'm saying? When you're performing in like, an artist mode.
Oh. I really think that all of it encompasses the same thing. Like, I'm not a different person on stage. Like, I don't have an alter ego, you know?
Okay.
Like, when I'm on stage, I'm myself. And my art is my personal life. You know, the things that I write about, the things that I think about, those verses and those songs are literally, those be extensions of conversations that I have or things that I truly feel or think about. So as far as me time, I think, like, I literally get me time in performing because it's like therapy. I'm expressing my thoughts and feelings to a collective of people who are receiving me. So, like...
Okay.
Like, usually my number one goal as an artist is to be heard. And once I do that, whatever comes out of it really doesn't matter, you know, merchandise sale, people, fans, or whatever. No, I'm so humbled by the fact that even a person would be big enough to just sit in the chair to listen to me, to where if you listen to me perform one time, my goal is accomplished.
Okay. Definitely say I can speak on this from personal experiences, that you are definitely one hell of an entertainer. Like, I mean, from the poetry to, like, the jokes. Like, I mean, I'm telling you, Mitri, if you ever in St. Louis, you need to stop at Legacy Books and Cafe on Friday night and come see this brother because he always got the crowd going. Like, that's just element.
Last night was amazing.
You know?
Oh, man, Ray, you should have been there last night. I actually freestyled a song about belief last night, too. The last song of the night, when I was closing out, I asked the audience, I was like, let's just freestyle a song, give me a word. And the word just happened to be belief. So last night we made like a really nice song just on the spot.
That's confirmation.
It's supposed to happen. Don't let it happen for no reason, baby.
No reason, yeah. Confirmation. You just said that y'all did it last night. Now we talking about belief. When you said that, I'm like, that could be a confirmation. I'm telling you, man, like, I believe in signs.
Yeah,
that's definitely a sign.
Send me some tracks, babe. I got skills over here. I know how to get down with the poetry too. I got mad skills.
I'm all about that. I'm all about that collab life. You know what I'm saying? So holler at your boy.
I was actually trying to, because the scene out here in Vegas is kind of like they got it on the low burner. I'm trying to turn it back up out here.
I've been to Vegas before. I did a show out there in Vegas. I'm trying to think of the name of it. Who was it? Solid Truth. Solid Truth Entertainment out of Vegas. I did
Okay.
Did a show out there with Solid Truth. It was a really good time. I like Vegas. You know, they make Vegas seem so sinister. It's not as sinister as I thought it was.
It's really not, man. You know, what happened in Vegas stays in Vegas. No, that shit don't.
Facebook, Instagram, with all these social networks, don't shit stay in Vegas no more.
That's what I'm saying. It's just life. You know, it's life now. You're going to go somewhere, you're going to have fun. So what, you getting fucked up, big? You met the little shorty with the big boobies hanging out. It's just life. You can go anywhere and do the same thing. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, it's certain places where you expect it to go.
There are big boobies all over this country. And the world, for that matter.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. I'll be watching. I'll be searching for them. I know they're out there.
Me too.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, I better be careful because there's a lot of fake big booties out there. A lot of them.
Oh, yeah. That's why it makes the search that much harder.
Now
look can be deceiving. You can see a big booty that ain't a real big booty now.
Hey, it's cool with me. Just grab on
you
it.
You say you don't care?
Just make sure the implant ain't jacked up. I know y'all seen the video of the one chick with the bad implant, right? Just flipping all over the place.
Yeah, man. Fix the flat in their booty. Like, you fix the flat for a tire, not for your booty.
I'm like, yo.
Everybody wasn't born to have a big booty. It's like everybody wasn't born to have a big titties or a big penis. You get what you get. You know what I'm saying? So I just say, just appreciate. Yeah, appreciate what you have, because there's somebody somewhere that will trade places with you. You know what I'm saying? Don't get nothing ridiculous. You get what I'm saying?
Hey.
Like, people be having those ridiculous asses.
All right. So see, it's funny because you got two parts of logic, right? You got, like, if you ain't going to go hard, don't do it at all, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So some of them are like, they want to get it. It's like, well, what I'm going to get a big booty for if it ain't, like, a big booty? But then it's just like, because
you be looking like them ants off of Bug's Life, like just like it's just odd shape. Like, that ain't what nobody booty supposed to look like. Like, that looks weird as hell. That's just my opinion. I'm good. You know, thank God I'm a little blessed in the booty department. You know, and
they
I just keep moving.
They walk around looking like lighting bugs.
Looking like they got a thought coming out their ass, like, no, thank you, I'm good, okay? But I'm
going to
go ahead and get back. Yeah,
leave the booties alone.
I ain't mad at nobody. Everybody got some type of something that if they could fix on their body, they would do it or do. You know what I'm saying? If they could go back in time and have a conversation with God, they would say, hey, God, you know, can you do this for me instead of doing that?
Yeah,
everybody got something like that.
I'd be like a foot taller. I'll be like a foot taller and four shades darker.
Really?
I would be, hell yeah, I'd be so black that I could just get naked at night and disappear on motherfuckers, like, all the time. Like,
okay,
would just be, I want to be so black that I could lay on the chalkboard and have students write on me. Like, I want to be that black.
Okay, so brief story, and I'm going to get to the next questions, but since you said that, it was this dude we knew. We were playing hide and go seek. We could not find him. Tell me why all he did was lay on the ground at night. We could not find him. Like, he was walking by him and everything, but he was so black. Like, it was like, whoa. But, okay, so I'm going to go ahead and redirect it back to the questions. So I guess we're kind of at the end with the questions. But, you know, where can the listeners find your music or your product?
You can find my music and my product on my website. That's lou-con.com. Once again, that's lou-con.com. I also have my poetry album and my mixtape available for download on that Piff. I also have a SoundCloud. That's Louis Confliction. That's LouisConflition. That's the same name for the fan page on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, at LouCon3, Lucon 3.
Okay. And do you have any, go ahead. Well, hey, I'm not trying to be funny. Let them find you. They looking for you. Look, this is what I need. This is what you need right here. Boom. That's what you just gave.
I want them to have everything. Don't be searching.
Everything, yes. Okay. So So if all else fails, just type my name into Google, please, and thank you.
Yep.
And also, if you the show is the show, you can go back online and hear the show. If you missed all of that, you can go back on and get the information again. So, you know, D-Hour, you know, Blog Talk Radio, that's where we're at. But are there any shout-outs and last remarks that you want to give to anybody?
My shout-outs, I'm always so bad with this.
Just say everybody. That's how you win.
Yeah, literally. That's how I am. I really am like a flower child. I love everybody, so when it's time to think about particular individuals that I care for, it don't usually come out that good. Like, I can think of more like one people that I don't care for than I can just one individual that I do care for. But shout out to anybody who needs a shout out. You need some love out there. You want somebody to care about you. Shout out to you. Shit, for real.
Boom.
I mean, that's really
there you
it.
Go.
My family is my family. They're going to be around regardless. So if I don't say their name right now, they won't be offended. They know my love for them. But maybe somebody out there that don't know somebody love them needs to know that right now. So, yeah. But shout out to anybody who needs it. Anybody who feel like they don't got enough attention, feel like they need a little more attention, this is for you. Shout out to you.
Yeah,
shout out
to you. He loves you.
All right, so we got some love illusions going on. We got some deep thoughts, some thought-provoking thoughts. I don't know if that makes sense, but we got all that going on with Mr. Lewis Confliction. I want to thank you for calling into the show this evening. And like D.I. will say, or D-Slate say, you are no longer, what do you say? You are now family. You are no longer a stranger. You weren't a stranger to me, no way.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, we ain't never strangers, but
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me. No problem. No, thank you for calling in. But we're about to go ahead and we're about to get into this record, Crazy in Love, People, by Lewis Confliction. Here we go.
I love her.
I don't even know why she got my girl.
She got me itching. She got me itching like I need to be hitting a pipe of coffee, gummy bears, and Ritalin. I mean, I know we all gonna die, but I feel like I'm winning this race.
I'm winning right now.
I'm a disgrace. I can't look at mirrors.
Windows.
Spoons. Puddles. Or even another motherfucker's eyes without seeing her
face. Right,
and my friends say that I'm sprung, but I've come to find out that I'm completely fucked up in the head over her alone. And I can't stop moving. Cause I'm hoping that I'm half etch-a-sketching. If I just keep shaking my head, it'll erase these chains she got on my
brain, body,
spirit, and soul. And I'm told that I need to get over her, but I'm like a 2-year-old and she's a skyscraper, so ain't no way that shit's happening. She be having me laughing and crying at the same time because I hate the fact that I love her so much. I need to lay this love down, put this shit in the dirt, because every time I cry, my tears just spell her name out in my shirt. This is cancer. And as she walks back and forth through my psyche, I talk to myself, and the crazy thing is I answer.
I
be like, what you thinking about? You know you thinking about her again. Well, who was that old dude she was flirting with? For the last time, I told you that was her father. Well, she hugged that nigga too tight. I should have walked over and stopped her. I'm gonna call her. No, that's not what you should do. You know damn well that girl ain't thinking about you. Fuck you, she think about me all the time. If that's how you feel, pick up the phone, call her, fine. It's a constant battle, and it's stifling to my health because these personal conversations got me fighting with myself. But I never do call her.
No.
See, I just hold it all inside.
Yeah.
I claim to be a man with some piece of pride, so
I'll
just sit in my room, writing her name in as many languages as my heart can research.
Uh-huh.
I must be on notebook 666.
Six.
This bitch is the devil.
No.
Why is she doing this to
Why?
Me? I'm boiling over inside, and I just want to scream to the top of my lungs that I love her. But no matter what mountaintop I go, they be like, Lewis, you insane bastard,
we already know.
This is the 6th time you've been on this mountain screaming, take your crazy ass home. And the game she plays leave me checkmated. When I thought we were just playing tic-tac-toe. I hate this chick, I wanna get that hoe. No, she's not a hoe, she's a queen, but I can't seem to pull myself together. Can't you see what I mean? Somebody needs to put me in a straight jacket in a padded room on an armor truck on Alcatraz on the moon. And even then, there still won't be no stopping me, because the essence seeps through my veins and courses through my pores, and that's the same reason that I feel like everybody is watching me. Don't call me crazy, cause that'd be an understatement to mention. I'm Marilyn Manson, Dennis Rodman, Hitler schizophrenic with Eminem and Carrot Top's attention deficit. I am lower than a pregnant and stomach. That's lower than you will ever get. She got me itching, bitching, and twitching like I need to be hitting a pipe of coffee, gummy bears, and Ritalin. And now after all of that has been said,
Who's that new girl in my bed? I must be crazy.
I must be crazy.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like,
"Don't make me turn this car around," or "because I said so," or "don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
You might know me. I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Yes, we are back on Indie Up Saturday, the D-Hour Network. It's your girl, Ray Cole. Holding it down with me is Mitri D, forever and always, a.k.a. No Reasons. Yes, we are back, and we're going to go ahead and get into the next topic here, if that's all right with you guys out there, okay? So, this next topic, hold on, let me find the music. The next topic we have here is Lady Gaga. Okay, my question, I got this story off TMZ. I put, is this art or is this some silly shit? All right, so, this is the article. Lady Gaga's antics are sometimes vomit is included, but is this ridiculous? Last night at her XXSW show, she actually let some chick vomit all over her while she performed. The vomiter is no amateur. She's actually a vomit painter. Actual profession. Named Millie Brown, who's known for drinking various liquids and then vomiting them onto a canvas. In this case, the canvas was Lady Gaga. Gaga was playing drums on a song called Swine when Brown, after drinking neon green liquid, proceeded to stand over her, stick her fingers down her throat, and vomit the green liquid all over Gaga. It says you can watch the performance for yourself. It's sick, literally. I'm cool. I don't think I ever want to see no shit like that. What are your thoughts, Meech Meech?
That is nasty. I want you. So, okay. So now we going on stage throwing up, you know. But look, again, it's all about the attention. You want to be, so that's how you become a conversation piece. You will never get out of that mouth. It's like, so now you want to see what she's going to do next. So all she's doing is just keep reinventing, reinventing herself. So if she goes, okay, this show, all that shit threw up on me. The next show, I'm gonna give me a monkey and let him throw poo-poo at me, let him throw shit at me, and then they're gonna be like, oh, man, what you gonna do at the next show? You know?
All right.
I'm gonna have oral sex on stage with somebody. You know? Mm-hmm. And that's all it is just to keep, because, you know, it's the whole, okay, I'm not, you know, her management people, they're like, well, your buzz is not what it used to be. This is what you need to find some way to get back in their mouth.
It's your name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then next thing you know, her team comes up. Well, we can get the lady that throws up. Oh, wow, that'd be perfect. Because she's known for doing outrageous stuff. You can't be more outrageous than when somebody throw up on you. Purposely. You know, it ain't like, you know, y'all out at the party and, you know, the person just can't hold a liquor and be like, bam.
Nothing, absolutely nothing hot, sexy, cute, funny about throw up. That has to be some of the nastiest shit ever. I mean, I couldn't imagine. Like, I mean, I guess some people be into that stuff because it's like, you know, the fetish, you know, like the little sex fetish and stuff like that. But, no, I'd rather... I'd rather somebody fart in my face.
See, that's a fetish too. That's a fetish.
That is nasty.
No.
Hey,
I know a person that, you know, that used to have to eat all this crap, and when the guy would call and be like, "What you eat today?" And he like, "If you have you went to the bathroom?" And so they would call her, she'd go over there and shit all over the dude.
What?
You know, she you know, he paid and he shit it on. But
that
people
is...
have fetishes like that.
To be shitted on, though?
Yeah. And
I'd rather
throw
up on.
And literally would eat the shit. I'm serious. It's that type
what?
Of fetish. Yeah. This world,
wow.
Everybody has something they like, no matter what, you know?
Yeah, yes.
Like,
that's strange.
You know,
that's strange. That's very strange.
Like,
you want to be shitted on?
Hey, think about people that like to pee on, like to get peed on. Hey. You know what I
mean? I mean, even though that's gross. That's gross, but I mean, I can almost see pee, maybe. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, you got to go, you know, some stuff going on. Yeah, I'm not saying it's clean or nothing, but I'm saying I can see maybe pee versus somebody doo-dooing on somebody. Like, I mean, I can't see none of it. Like, I mean, if you got to use the bathroom before we get down, then you need to go to handle that and hop your ass in the shower. But, I'm sorry, that's just fucking gross. Excuse my French. I'm trying to stop cursing. Work with me, y'all. I'm going to start a swear jar. But vomit, doo-doo, pee, I don't want to. You bet nothing come out your body. I don't even want no spit for real. You get what I'm saying? Like, no slime coming out. Like I'm impartial to slime. So anything other than that, like, that is disgusting. Like, I should have watched the video because I wonder how the crowd reacted to that. Because, I mean, you let somebody throw up on you. Granted, I guess you see what they putting in their mouth, but is it art? Maybe.
Well, think about it. Okay, so she drank the green liquid. Trust me.
Uh-huh.
The green liquid wasn't the only thing that was coming out.
Yeah, you're right. Ugh.
Unless she drank liquid all day. You know she ate something. You know, it's some hunk of corn or somewhere down up in there. You know what I mean?
No. We gonna change the subject because I kind of want to eat me a sandwich after I go off the air, and I don't want to be thinking about this nastiness as I'm.
Right.
Yes.
This is what you gonna be doing while you're trying to eat?
Yeah, I'm gonna throw up thinking about this nastiness. The Lady Gaga, look, I can understand you wanting to be an artist and you saying this is some form of art. I strongly disagree with you. That is gross. And if I would have paid to be down there to see your segment of the show, I would have wanted my money back after I saw that craziness. That's just me. No thank you. You need to forewarn people that you got some shit like that going on in your show because I don't want to see nothing like that. I'm good. I'll pass. You know,
So when you want the fly, so you want the fly to say, caution, there will be vomiting.
Yes, there will be bodily fluid in this event. Like, I mean, that's just, I'm sorry, I don't see nothing sanitary about it. You get what I'm saying? I wouldn't give a damn if she drunk bleach before she did it. No, thank you. I don't want nothing. And maybe because in my everyday life with what I have to do, I have to deal with bodily fluids to a certain extent, so that's why I'm just really like I don't, that's something I don't want to see outside of what I have to do as far as work is concerned. You get what I'm saying? I don't want to see nobody's bodily fluids, no gross shit, no thank you. Like, because like I said, I like to eat and I like to enjoy my food without having those type of visuals in my mind. But you know, whatever, it may be art, but I think it's some silly shit. You know what I'm saying? So, well, like you said, doing anything to get attention at this point. But, yeah, we're going to go ahead, and we're going to go ahead and spin a record or play a track, whatever, D-Slate. And we're going to go ahead and play a track, and hopefully, yes, sir.
I got a question. Don't you owe me something?
Oh, I do. But we're going to have to talk about that on a different time because I ain't do it. I forgot. Unless you want to explain it to me.
No.
Okay,
well,
I'm going to watch it. And we're going to bring this up next show. We're going to bring this up. I knew I was waiting on you to say something. I was like, he ain't saying that. He must have forgot. But now I remember it. When I got on there, I was like, ooh, like I ain't do it. So, yeah, but that's a conversation for a different time, Metri D. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and we're going to play, spin another track here, another record, whatever, Insecure by Zundred, or I hope I said their name right, Z and Hundred, whatever that is. So we're going to go ahead and get this track, and hopefully when we come back, we'll be getting it in with our second interview for the night. All right, here we go.
Ooh, so paranoid. Ooh, yeah, so vulnerable. Yeah. I'm the only one that can satisfy you. Pray that you never find anyone better than me. Is it selfish of me? Ooh, I'm so insecure. When you tell me that you want me, I ask you, is it sure? I'm insecure. Tell me that you love me. I'm insecure. Girl, I hope I'm all you need. I'm insecure. Tell me that you love me. I'm insecure. Girl, I hope I'm all you need. Ooh, I must admit it, I don't trust a thing. Cause what you claiming, I already seen. And every time your phone light up, I'm thinking to myself, who could it be? They got no business calling. It's the quarter past three. But I'ma keep. Cause I know, sometimes I be tripping. When they read my mind, of you creeping up, I'm all you need. I'm insecure. Tell me that you love me. I'm insecure. Girl, I hope I'm all you need. I'm insecure. Tell me that you love me. I'm insecure. Girl, I hope I'm all you need. Ooh. Thank you.
To the industry that will revolutionize the way people listen and heed to music.
Using their conceptual wordplay and unorthodox rhyme schemes, Concepts plans to change the game and pave the way of a new era of hip-hop and rap. When you listen to their music, you'll be able to visualize and envision what they are trying to get across in the title or concept of their song. As our style continues to modify, so does our craft. Delivering distinguished singles and classic mixtape albums is a facile and effortless task. There is almost nothing that we cannot achieve, and we plan to strive way beyond expectations. So what I'm going to need you guys to do is to give a warm D-hour welcome to... How are you guys doing this evening?
We're doing good. Thank you for having us.
Thank you guys for calling in. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and swan dive right on over into the interview. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, we released our first mixtape 2011 called Euphoria, and, you know, it's been getting some play, and from that point forward, you know, we realized we had something clicking, so we decided to make it official, you know, become a group.
Okay.
You know, and we did another CD 2012 called The Albums, our first, like, actual album, you know, and from that point forward, we've just been all over the place, traveling, doing a lot of different things, creating a lot of different music. We also released many mixtapes, you know, Throwing Sexy, Speak Is Loud. You know, we've been keeping ourselves really busy in the studio. You know, we've did songs with Rick Ross and Gucci Mane, working on a song right now with Tony, you know. We got our hands in everywhere, you know what I mean? We're just trying to just, you know, take over and, you know, do what we do best as writers.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. So how did you guys initially end up hooking up? Like, were you friends, brothers, or, like, how did you guys, I guess, meet each other?
Well, yeah, we are definitely, we're brothers.
Okay.
as far as doing music together, well, my brother, the one that was just speaking, Fuse, I'm Hieroglyphic, he's always been doing music. He's been doing music longer than I have. I just started recently taking it seriously, you know, since we started our group. But we kind of formed just by, you know, me letting my older brother hear some of my music, because he knew I rapped, but he never actually heard any of the songs that I actually, you know, recorded. So once he heard them, you know, we, you know, had some ideas, put them together. He showed me some new stuff that he was working on, and then we just decided to start doing music together at that point.
Okay. Well, hey, ain't nothing wrong. Keep it in the family. Okay, let's get this money together. Nothing wrong with that at all. What does your name mean or represent?
My brother, like, when we first started doing music together, he wanted to, you know, do different type of music. He didn't want to do music that he used to do in the past, and, you know, neither did I. So he wanted to do different type of music, you know, mostly storytelling. So we got the name Concepts, you know, we got it from basically every song that we do has a theme behind it, you know, or a concept, an idea behind it. Like, we don't just put random words together and do catchy hooks and, you know, just throw songs out. Every song we do has some type of general theme behind it. Like, all the lyrics coincide and make sense, you know?
That's awesome, because there's a lot of songs out there right now. It's like, how is this even possible that this is on the radio? You know, that's deep. Okay, let's see here. What projects are you guys currently working on?
Well, right now we're releasing another album this year in April. It's called MFGC, Marble Floors and Gold Ceilings. And, you know, I feel like it's going to be a really good turnout, you know.
Okay.
You know, we're still working on it, but, you know, it's partially completed at this point. So, you know, it's...
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You working, you moving. That's all that. All that sound. All I just heard was movement is in the making. So that's awesome.
Meech,
you got any questions?
Okay. On your album, right? On your mixtape, do you and your brother, you always working together, or do you guys do like separate songs on the albums and everything like that? Just know to say your individuality of the whole thing.
I mean, we do all different kinds of things, actually. I mean, 9 out of 10 times we're not together at all. I'm somewhere, he's somewhere. It's either a phone call, email, or something, or maybe we do see each other for a little while, but we never really create music together at all. So I have my own music, he has his own music, we have music together, and basically we just bounce ideas off of each other, and that's when the magic happens. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay. Hey, however you got to work it out, you know what I'm saying? Or however you do it, and it works for you. Yep. So, let's see here. What are some of the obstacles that you have had to face as up-and-coming artists?
Well, I think, if you want to take music seriously, especially to, the magnitude of being, a mainstream artist, being well-established, I mean, I think the main thing that comes into play is finances. You really have to budget yourself correctly in order to, make it to where you actually want to be. I mean, a lot of people just record music, and that's all they do, but then they don't invest themselves into videos, actually doing performances, just doing little events for people to get exposure. So I'd say definitely one of our obstacles is, money, not saying that we don't, budget ourselves correctly, but just balancing it out between our regular lives as well. I mean, we don't just do music, we just depend on it. We have backup plans just in case things don't fall through. So balancing money and it is definitely a hardship when it comes to doing this music.
You're right. I mean, I think a lot more people, because I know some very talented people, but the music stuff is expensive. It's not cheap, especially if you're doing it yourself. So I definitely understand where you're coming from. So
you want to have basically got to spend money. So
yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, but the best, and even though it's expensive, the best investment you can ever make is within yourself and what you want to do. Or whatever your goals and dreams are. So, you'll get it back. You know what I'm saying? You'll get it back tenfold. Especially, if you're successful, okay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
No, I'm saying absolutely. I was agreeing with you,
Okay.
You should know that, going in the first place, knowing that you're going to probably take a couple of hits, but at the end of the day, it's going to be all worth it,
Right. You're right. Absolutely right, man. let's see here. So, what is your ultimate goal as artist?
I can't really answer for both of us. For me, this is hieroglyphic speaking. For me, I want to make impact, as far as creating music goes. A lot of people don't take into consideration that when they create music, it's not just for listening. People get inspired. It helps them get things. It actually paves the way for new artists to come. You see it all the time. People say that their influences are Biggie and Tupac, blah, blah, blah. So they took their styles and molded it into their own. So it's I really care about the craft. So when it comes to longevity as far as music, I want to make sure that my craft, my style, my whole persona when it comes to this music is, definitely being upgraded, being, morphed into something bigger than myself. You know what I mean? But
okay.
As far as, as a group, I would definitely want us to, be successful and, just keep climbing and striving and achieving different goals and doing things that a lot of different artists aren't doing, we don't plan on doing this forever. We don't plan on doing this forever, but we do plan on making an impact to the point where it's like, oh, Concept's what's known for this. You know what I mean? Like, we don't
right.
want to be like every other artist that just, you know, sells records and then that's it, you know? But that's just my opinion.
Okay. Did you want to elaborate on it?
I mean, you know, he pretty much summed it up. Like,
okay.
That's it.
Okay. No, I most definitely feel you because there's so many people that, you know, one-hit wonders, people you never
yeah.
hear about, see again, but it's people, like you said, like Biggie, Tupac. I mean, people are still talking about them. They died, like, what, back in the 90s. We're in the 2014, and people are still talking about them. I mean, we can even go further back than that. You know what I'm saying? People like
right,
Jimmy
right.
Hendrix, you know what I'm saying? Miles Davis. Like, I mean, the list could go on and on, but I definitely feel you want people to be like, 20 years from now, they still jamming to your, you know what I'm saying, bumping your music, you know. And another thing you said was about, you know, stuff that to inspire people. I tell people this story all the time. Like, it was probably about 5 years ago. Like, I had to listen to Nina Simone every day just to get up and go to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I didn't have my Nina Simone that morning, like, my morning just wasn't right, you know? So I definitely feel you guys, definitely. Meech, did you have any questions?
No, I'm good, baby. You doing your thing as usual.
Okay. I just don't want to forget about you being on the phone. Anyway, I'm just teasing. Okay, so here you go. The next question. If you guys could collaborate with any artist, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Wow. This is Fuse. I think.
I think this is one of those questions.
It's a good question too, because you know we do a lot of interviews and it's not every day where you questions like that. You know what I mean? But I think one of the people I would really enjoy working with was Big Pun would be nice. You know what I mean? And Big L. You know what I mean? Big L and Big Pun would be real, real, real nice. You know what I mean? Well, for Big L, the reason why I would want to work with him is because I don't know. His whole style, how he did it, you know, he just made it seem like
effortless.
Yeah, it was so easy to him. You know what I mean? It was just his wordplay, everything. Like, he had it down to a science. You know what I mean? You know, rest in peace to that dude. You know, it would have been really dope to see how his career would have been. You know, and Big Pun, just having
right.
someone that lived, you know what I mean, is just amazing. You know what I mean? Especially he's from where I'm from originally. You know what I mean? I'm from the Bronx. You know, and it's like, it's crazy. Like, his wordplay is just phenomenal. You know what I mean? You know, so those two cats would have been definitely a nice little pick for me.
Okay.
As far as I go, as a solo artist, I probably want to collaborate with Rakim. He's always been one of my favorite artists when I was introduced, you know, considering he did the whole, you know, poetry and his rhyming. Like, most of his words didn't still rhyme, but it was still like, it was a real, like, I don't know, it's kind of like hard to explain. Like, he just had a really dope style for his time. You know what I mean? A lot of people pay respect to him and pay homage. But as a group, I would definitely love to, like, do, like, a CD, like, a whole CD, but, like, Outkast. That'd be a dope CD. Like, you know, because we're a hip-hop duo, they're a hip-hop duo, so I think the chemistry that we would feed off all four of us would be, like, phenomenal, especially since, you know, they just, like, agreed to, like, do music again as a group in general. So it would definitely be, like, a dope experience to work with two fellow great duos, you know, a hip-hop duo.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. I mean, that'd be something, too, that's a little bit different because, I mean, like, you see a lot of people – like collabing with, you know, like you said, solo artists, or, you know, it might be a group of one other person, but like you don't really see two duos like let's bring this together and do, you know what I'm saying? So that could be something very funky and very fresh, you know what I'm saying? Like that's just my little opinion, but yeah, that's kind of cool. Okay, I got a few more questions here, and then we're gonna we're gonna get to the music. How do you balance your personal lives and your artwork?
Wow, that's a very good question because, you know, we battle with that every day. You know, we talk about that every day, you know. So obviously we have every, you know, everybody has priorities, and, you know, obviously for this, you know, doing this music thing, you know, obviously it's going to bring money, longevity if you're good enough, but, but, you know, for me personally, you know, I have a family, you know, and, you know, it's all about just budgeting your time, really. You know what I mean? I mean, anything is possible. You know, if you can budget your time, you can pretty much do anything. But you always got to put the, the main important things first and take care of business and do what you have to do. But, you know, I mean, we have our ups and downs, you know, going through doing music and, like we talked about before, financially and stuff like that. And, you know, but, you know, we make it work, you know. And so
right.
far, it's not stagnating us in any way where we can't accomplish what we want to accomplish. So, it's working out the way we want it so far.
Okay. I mean, hey, my thing is, when it's something that you're passionate about, you know, I mean, granted, if you do have a family, too, like you said, you definitely have to take care of home first, make sure everything in your life is, you know, put in order. But if you can do it and it's not really crippling you, you know, like I said, God bless you and, you know, and Godspeed, you know, get as much as you can get accomplished, you know, while you can, you know. Did you want to elaborate? I'm sorry. I kind of.
like you said, I mean, like, as long as you balance and budget your time, it can definitely, work out. But even then, it still gets kind of hectic. I mean, especially when, you do start succeeding and going further on into your career, you got to, kind of put stuff aside, especially things that you want, It's like everyone
right.
wants to chill and relax and do all that stuff, but it's like when it comes to this music, once you actually start seeing results, it's crunch time. It's like, you worked all hard for this. You spent all this money. Now you got to actually do the work. You know what I mean? You can't just be
right.
like, oh, I don't want to do it. You know what I mean? It's like, nah, you actually do the work. So you got to really find time to do certain things and still, try to do your social life. But at this point, once you start seeing, results and seeing that you're actually being bigger than what you were before, there's really no turning back at that point. It's like you didn't work this hard for no reason. You said this was going to happen. You said you were going to do this. And now that the opportunity is here, you got to take it. You know what I mean? So.
Yes. I think that's where a lot of people lose out to. I think, like you said, a lot of people work hard to get there. And then once they get the spotlight, they think they can, kind of chill a little bit or whatever. But the truth is, it's like you kind of need to be bringing everything that you can because the spotlight is not guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? To stay on you. Like, it might be on you for 5 minutes and it's on to the next person. Or you may have a long career, because there's plenty of people that do. But, I think a lot of times people take the spotlight for granted. You know what I'm saying? And then they kind of just, kind of fade off because, it might not come back your way. But, you're absolutely right. Once you get there or once you see that it's working in your favor, you got to push. Absolutely. And that was, I'm just soaking this all in, these words because, we're, even though I host the radio, we're into the same things, like the music. So that's why it's just like listening to you guys is like, this is some very beneficial information, and just hearing other people that do the same thing, say things, that you kind of ponder about, it's very helpful. So, enough with that ramble. Okay. So, where can the listeners find your music or your product?
All of our music, our products is on conceptswithaz.music.net. It also has all of our sublinks on there, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, Twitter, Facebook, Daptive, Instagram, YouTube, all of it's on there. Our website's always updated. So we got new music coming all the time, new videos, everything, shows. It's all updated at all times.
Okay. You hear that, people? They keep their stuff updated. So if you need to know anything, check them out. Okay, so do you have any shout-outs or last remarks you guys want to make?
Shout-out to the Cloud Boys and Demigods. Shout-out to our dude Lavish real quick, dudes that we've just, recently been collaborating with. You know what I mean?
Shout-out to Tough Water.
Shout-out to B. Shout-out to Kush. You know what I mean? The people we work with, our engineers.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Hydra Management,
of course, absolutely.
Our
independent record label, Hydra Management, Lotus.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, oh, and shout out to Chris too. That's been doing our artwork for our singles and our
mixtape.
Yeah, he's
double.
Okay. Okay. Y'all got all the people. Now, ain't nothing wrong with that. So we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna dive into this song, Bully. I want to thank you guys for coming on. Letting us interview you for, you know, bringing your positive energy. You know, wish you all the best of luck in your careers and all that good stuff. So, you know, with that being said, you are no longer a stranger. You are family on the D-Hour show. So we're going to go ahead and spin this. He told me don't say spin this record because it's over. We're going to go ahead and play this track, Concepts. Bully, here we go.
Go again. Just imagine walking to your locker. No surprise, you know who's gonna be there. It's really not a shocker.
Damn it.
Captain of the football team, here to rough me up. Came to steal my homework, my money, and even took my lunch. And it's sad, cause I keep to myself, knowing that he's so strong, he can break my jaw in one punch. But one day, I'm finally gonna speak up. Build up the courage, notice the confidence, sneak up. You wanna push me, I don't care, cause now I'm gonna stand my ground. Talk to the guidance counselor, man, I don't play around. Don't be afraid, ashamed, be concerned. Retaliate for honor, now the game has been turned. You just learned that if a bully steps up, stand up for yourself without putting your hands up. Let him know that it stops here. If this persists any further, I'm calling the principal. Are we clear?
I'm bully, ripping referrals up. Tormentors of the school, they the reason why them nerds be curled up.
A bully, you can probably catch them in detention. Bad mouthing teachers, their peers are who they offended. A bully, ripping referrals up. Tormentors of the school, they the reason why them nerds be curled up.
A bully,
you can probably catch them in detention. Bad mouthing teachers, their peers are who they offended.
Every day gets beat up, and all I do is watch. By the lockers with my friends, he yelling, yo, please stop. No teachers to help him out, and this been happening for weeks. Cutting class, trying to run, but not too fast with his feet. The students think he's a freak because he talks with a lisp.
Loses dress, kind of funny, always wear the same kicks.
Ew.
Really good in math, not popular with the chicks, but he's the smartest in the class, right in front is where he sits. But one day he didn't come to class, so after school I stopped by. Ring his doorbell, then notice this black guy.
Damn.
You should stick up for yourself, you never know unless you try. Even if you can't beat him, this time I'll be by your side.
Gotcha.
No more bullying, it's time to take a stand, so lend a helping hand. See someone getting bullied, react before the punches land. Had it up to here, bullies thinking that they tough. Walk around like they buff, they just big with small nuts. Word up.
A bully, ripping referrals up. Tormentors of the school, they the reason why the nerds be curled up.
A bully, you can probably catch them in detention. Bad mouthing teachers, their peers are who they offended.
A bully, ripping referrals up. Tormentors of the school, they the reason why the nerds be curled up.
A bully, you can probably catch them in detention. Bad mouthing teachers, their peers are who they offended.
A bully.
A bully, ripping referrals up. Tormentors of the school, they the reason why them nerds be curled up.
A bully, you can probably catch them in detention. Bad mouthing teachers, their peers are who they offended.
A bully.
I don't know what it's like.
I don't know what it's like.
I don't know what it's like to be in a war.
I don't know what it's like
to be so far away from my family.
And I don't know what it's like to be the one who stays home.
But I do know.
I do know this.
No matter how patriotic
you are. How patriotic you are.
Or how loving you are.
Being in a military family can be harder than anyone knows.
If you're feeling at a loss,
you're not alone.
There's help.
If you need to talk to someone,
please.
Please call this number. It's confidential and free.
Your family needs you. We need you.
Thank you for your service.
Who are you? Who are you?
Hi, Mom. It's me.
For 25 years, with the help of people like you, the Alzheimer's Association has focused on preventing, treating, and finding a cure for Alzheimer's disease. To help, visit www.alz.org.
www.alz.org.
Yes, we are back. We are back on the D-Hour Network Indie Up Saturday. Again, my name is Ray Cole, and I am with my guy, Mitri D, a.k.a. No Reasons. We're about to bid you guys a good night. farewell, Vita Zane, deuces, see you later. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell out of here. Did you want to, you got any closing thoughts from each reach?
Don't forget, poor man's prenup.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
That's hilarious. What you say?
Homework, Ray. Homework.
Homework. I'm going to do, so we can discuss this next week. Homework. I'm going to look up every 90s terminology, all that type of stuff, the early 90s, because I was like 3, 4, 5.
You got to go in late 80s, early 90s. We for the B-boy, we for the B-boy out next weekend. We're going to talk about Beach Street. We're going to talk about breaking. We're going to talk about graffiti. We're going to talk about all the good stuff. So we might even have to dig in the crates and find some old stuff. I know you hear me, D. Slate. We might have to find some of the old stuff.
Some throwback. There you go.
So are you old school cats? They got some of y'all old music, send it on in. You know, this stuff from the 80s and the 90s that you used to be proud of when you were spitting. Send it on in. We're going to do a throwback indie up. That's what we're going to do.
Okay. So next Saturday is Throwback Saturday, okay? So everybody tune in. Throwback Saturday. Come in with your Jerry Curl and your Nikes. No, I'm joking. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and get on up out of here. Y'all have a good night. Be safe. Be blessed and all that stuff. And yeah, see ya. Peace.
I gotta tell what I feel. I gotta talk about my life as I see.
Welcome.
You just tuned into the
Hour
Show. And it is the biggie. It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage, packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Mazen, ghostwriting, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm precise. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the armor. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this thriller. These plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave and you are now tuned in to the D-Hour Show.